Holy shit.
Wait. So, I am a question elemental. Why is that a point of pride?
Welcome to Sitsock, everybody. My name is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Joe, at this point, Kevin. I feel like you probably don't need to say your name anymore, because if no one hears singing, they know you're not here, and if everyone hears singing, they know it's Joe.
That checks out.
That's fair. I'm still gonna. Still gonna do both.
It's true.
So how the hell is everybody?
I'm tired.
Bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, tired and bored.
I just wanted Kevin to come in. I'm horny. Dude, bored, horny, we've got the trifecta.
We are one. That's
okay, sure.
Did you guys hear the Disney Plus like new slogan? Like, because the Netflix and chill thing was...
We've got the meat?
No. That's Arby's, and they still have the meat. No one can get it from them. It's crazy. I've never seen anything
that's,
like this.
That's weird.
Need to share.
Someone get it. Let go.
By the way, total tangent from a tangent, Arby's still does have the meat mountain. If you want to go there and order the meat mountain, you can.
Oh, shit.
I need to go to an Arby's that's not the one near me.
Yeah, probably. Everything near you seems to just suck.
The good times is all right.
Okay. But the new Disney, so like Netflix and chill was a thing, right? And the Disney Plus one is Disney Plus and fuck. And so a lot of people are getting offended that Disney Plus is deciding to have that be their new slogan.
I can't even pretend that that's their. No, it's not. Anyway, that's Hulu.
Hulu and Hang.
Hulu's is Disney Plus and fuck. Hang.
Does that come with the suicide prevention hotline underneath it?
I thought it was Hulu and hand jobs.
Hulu and hand jobs. That sounds dangerous. You probably get distracted by the commercials and or angry in this. You white knuckle them and I don't know.
Nothing's good about that.
It's not just like Hulu and screw.
That's a good one.
That's better.
Yeah, it's going right from not even screwing around.
I feel like one I would say Paramount and Mount is too easy, right? Paramount Plus and Mount or something. It's like, no, come on. You're not even
We're
trying
gonna
anymore.
Paramount Plus. Wink.
HBO Max and Sax. Let's see if there's another one on here. I was trying to think of ones for Amazon Prime. Prime and Dick Time.
I'm not keeping up with this as far as like being able to engage.
Amazon Prime, get to fucking just completely
not even
no
trying.
Subtle at all.
And like
it, no subtlety.
It like slowly fades in underneath Amazon Prime, and it's just like an old guy. It's like Amazon Prime, get to fucking.
It's like Amazon Prime. Hey, babe, you wanna fuck?
No, that's like Tubi. Tubi is like the drunk crackhead of
yes.
the group.
Tubi, I think it's gonna snow.
Voodoo's like you know, like the Prime's like
Voodoo
cousin.
Do you?
He doesn't quite get as much respect, but still does all the same stuff. He's like, I'm a doctor, too.
Yeah, but, like, not really.
Like, you're a foot doctor, Voodoo.
You're a dentist.
You're a doctor of computer science. Nobody cares.
Your doctorate is in physical education.
Voodoo and screw? No. Voodoo and do you? There you go.
Voodoo, you do you. We do you.
Voodoo and do you. Yep. Okay. Moving
or
on.
Do the do, if you want to get arrested at the bottling plant again.
Do the do.
That works as a legal defense, too, because if they get taken to court for it being an obscene slogan, they'd be like, no, we partnered with Mountain Dew.
Somehow that worked out.
Yeah, that's there you go.
Hey, I'd like to take a second on the podcast to brag about how awesome my wife is. She managed over the last month to procure a PlayStation 5 after the shabackle.
Holy shit.
The shitty debacle is
Holy
what a shabackle
shit.
Is.
That is awesome.
Walmart. We just picked it up today and she started playing it.
Amy is
nice.
Super cool generally, but that is a
top
super
five
fucking cool. Yep. Yeah. Definitely top five.
Top five wives. Hey, well, this week on Top Five Wives,
a podcast segment we are not continuing.
Yeah, it's done already.
That
it's crashed canceled
before it started.
Isn't that a canceled show about polygamy?
Yeah,
it's a competitive reality show about polygamy. And it's also
and
a race
in the Top Five Wives.
God,
it's like
could...
Big Brother meets that cult compound in Nevada.
I could so see that being an actual Discovery Plus show.
So here's the question. No, is it on Fox or is it on NBC? It's not easy, is it?
Mm-mm. I was immediately trying to think of the...
Fox, probably, because it's too ridiculous
the competitor
to be on actual, like... Because NBC and CBS try to take things seriously still with, like...
It's going
like
to have...
Survivor.
Yeah, I'm going to say Fox, too, because it's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to be largely popular and get shotgunned immediately after the first couple of seasons, or it's going to be as awful as we're actually saying
imagining
how bad it would be, and it will last forever. They will run it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there
then the
like,
other
it,
the other
Survivor
station
like
will come up with
50
one.
50 seasons right now?
What
does?
Survivor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Kevin, what were you saying?
I said the other stations will come up with like a competitor with a slightly different name.
Yes.
What's the slightly different name?
Competition Wife.
Yeah, like not like thoroughly uninspired names
yeah
where you're like you didn't
wife
even try.
Like
yeah
top 10 wives. And you're like
America's
yeah
next
doesn't
top
even wife
rhyme.
And it's
yeah. Hey babe, you wanna fuck?
or it's like edition. top four ho. Top four.
Yeah, that's the
top four
that
horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a VH1 special.
No, top four ho would be
hosted by Flavor Flav. Yeah.
Oh. Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Oh, VH1? Is that what that is?
No. I was thinking of
That's on Discovery.
FX? No. Spike.
Doesn't really matter. It was one of the old broadcast ones. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
So,
not funny anymore. Really moving on.
Yeah, I've started listening to this really interesting rocks channel called Modern Classic Rock or something. I don't know. Anyway, it played a song the other day that like triggered a bunch of like memories for people. It's this song called Voodoo by Godsmack. I'm sure Kevin's heard that song. I don't know if anyone else
yeah
has heard that song.
It's been a
I'm
long
not
time
the one who's so far away
via
the snake bite
into
that song.
Yeah.
When like yeah. Does anybody remember that song besides me and Joe?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So secondarily, that song was the theme song for one of the most interesting shows that I've ever seen off of MTV. It called Fear. MTV Fear. And basically what it was is it was like a oh man, it was like an adult version of Legends of the Hidden Temple mixed with like Fear Factor, not Fear Factor. That one show that was on Sci-Fi for a long time that I love and I cannot remember the name of it right now. Scare Tactics.
Oh yeah.
It was like Legends of the Hidden Temple meets Scare Tactics. So like they had to go to this haunted asylum and there's like shit challenges they have to do, like scary fucking challenges they have to do in order to get these pieces and of this key or something to figure out the mystery to escape and get a bunch of money. Shit like that needs to happen again.
Awesome.
What happened to all the fucking cool shit that happened in the 90s and in like early 2000s?
I feel like it must have been the big budgets and now they're like, we don't want to have to spend that much money.
On that note, dude, riding that same fucking train, but also on the similar thing that happened to me. What happened to fucking logos? Somewhere between
like... Oh yeah, they've
gotten
like, all simplified and
they're
like,
all... Yeah, weird. They're just like bare bones.
They're all swooshes.
Impact font. Like, the same fucking... Just very, very... like, subdued, right? I remember when BattleBots started. Have you ever looked at the original BattleBots logo? You can't tell what the fuck is happening in there. It looks like somebody put a Mechanicus like 40k set and threw it into an orc wagon and they took a picture of it and wrote BattleBots on what was left. Like, it's awesome. Stuff used
check
to
a link
look
in the description.
Yeah, it looks cool. And now, like, the new season actually just released. We've been watching it. And I love fucking watching BattleBots because what the fuck is not cool about watching?
That's so funny.
You don't like BattleBots? Go fuck yourself.
Funny you mention that because I've been binging them. I've been working my way up to the new season.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I watched like a season and a half already.
Are you talking about like the old one with like the claw hands and the robot?
Yeah.
And then the new one is just two bees facing each other.
It just says BattleBots. That's it. They turned a bee around.
When
and it's
you
got
were
a
talking about
font.
Minimalism, I was like way further along than that. This one's still a little bit stylized, kind of like New Age football. I was thinking like our old companies' logos and like stuff I'm seeing nowadays.
Right?
On
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is like in the '90s, they used to be that like battle that old BattleBots level. People were just creative with shit. You just did shit and threw it out there, and that's how you got your logo recognized because it was unique and crazy. And now it's like
cool looking.
And now it's like, yeah, it's the company name. That's the brand. Is the name, not like the thing that you see and remember. When did it get
like,
dumb?
Unus Anus is like just the text of them and like flipped around the color, right? Like black is one word and white is the next word. I don't know
they
what you
skull,
do for
though.
That. Oh, did they? Mm-hmm. Okay. I only saw Markiplier's shirt the other day. I was like, oh that's not very original.
They had a skull and a clock. That was kind of their motif.
Yeah. And
they had a slogan. Yeah, the spiral and a memento mori. That was their whole slogan. They had a couple of things, but yeah, I don't know. I think we've sort of gone to this sort of minimalism. I feel like if you were to go through history, you'd see time periods of everybody alighting upon the same style of logos and stuff.
I'm looking at a Pepsi one right now, and it goes from like being the most interesting fucking thing to exactly what Joe's saying, like to being the most boring fucking shit you've ever seen in your life.
Right?
And it's all based on the fact that you know the brand already, right? Like, you would not know what that was if you didn't know what Pepsi was, right?
It's like JonTron did a whole thing on that, I think, didn't he?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, not true.
Yeah. Yeah, that kept getting simpler, didn't it? Except in the early 2000s when it got cool again.
You know what logo hasn't changed
Pepsi
in the
Man.
Last billion years? IKEA. Like, it's just IKEA.
They started... They hit perfection. They call it good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, you know what we don't need to do? Worry about the logo. Well, you know what we do need to do? Make up more Swedish words to name our furniture.
Oh, yeah. Dekarfimdivert.
Wow, the McDonald's logo is like was really interesting up until the 70s, and then it was like really boring.
Yeah. Yeah, they caught
that
on
sounds
to that.
Really boring.
That,
I use
that McDonald's
my M to express myself.
From 95 is like the one I grew up with.
Look at that fucking 1898 Pepsi Cola. I hope you guys are looking at the image that we're looking at. The original Pepsi Cola logo looks like a Tim Burton style thing,
Yeah, it's all over the place, and I feel like Helena Bonham Carter should be there somewhere.
She is. Do you not see her?
Oh shit, she's sideways. I see now.
That the one that from 95, I could picture the restaurant style of the time,
right?
Those like hamburger chairs and stuff,
and like the pattern on the table,
mm-hmm.
And all that shit. Yeah, yep, yeah.
Everything sucks now.
It was great when we were young and didn't have to deal with shit.
Yeah, I want to go back.
Or rather, looking back was great because the shit we had to deal with doesn't feel like it was as important looking back on it and compared to at the time when it was really important.
I guess that's fair. It always does look like that through nostalgia glasses. And
in the same way that the shit we're dealing with now didn't seem that important as kids because they're like, who cares if the bills don't get paid? I want ice cream.
It's true.
I don't understand what you mean by bills. Why are you still crying, Mom?
Oh god, that's really fucking dark.
You guys did there. I did what I usually do, which is drive the point.
Obviously,
deep into
Joe
the
just
crack.
Did the next logical extension of the joke that we were too scared to do. Like,
yeah,
duh. Well,
that's where you guys
were
all dancing around. I dive headfirst into sorrow. I need a drink.
Diving headfirst into sorrow.
That's
my first album, I think. Or my autobiography.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say.
Depends on where I land this thing.
It's one of the three, it's the second in the trilogy of memoirs you're writing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like first... Patrick Rothfuss, so you never finish the third one. You just, like, you build people up and make them love your world, and then you just constantly punch them right in the dick.
That's okay. I'll have someone else finish it for me. Sanderson, maybe.
Like Sanderson, because he's immortal. He'll finish anything and everything.
Yeah. I'll just give him a call. Hey, I'm dying. I'll be right there.
Be right there.
Yeah.
I'll write it. Speaking of Sanderson, I guess The Wheel of Time is on Amazon right now. Has anybody checked that out?
I only read the first book, and only last, like, 3 or 4 months ago, so I have not got to it yet.
I have never read the books or watched the show, so it's on my list of stuff to do, but you guys gave me a really cool book to read, so I'm going to probably read that first.
I've never even heard of it.
I want to know what you think of it. Yeah, the Wheel of Time?
Yeah.
No, not that one.
The Wheel.
No, I haven't heard of it, though.
You've never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to like one of the quintessential fantasy series.
It's like,
it's got a cult around it.
Yeah. I've also never read it or really seen anything about it, so I've never.
The people who like it so much that it's not worth. It makes you not want to read it.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to like dive into the show because like this is one of these rare opportunities that I have to see a different form of something beforehand, like with that what was that? Terry Gilliam? Not Terry Gilliam. I'm an idiot. Terry Pratchett show on Netflix or sci-fi. What was the one you and Kate were watching in
BBC? Like, I think.
Yeah, and it like it's like about the cop group inside of one of the towns.
Yeah, yeah. The Ankh-Morpork Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a heavily adapted, and it upset some people.
I thought I was enjoying it as it was happening, but again, I think that's why I kind of want to dive into Wheel of Time, because it's like, I wonder what this will be like, because after the second season of The Witcher, and I would say how off the rails they went from the story, not in a bad way, but just because I think they're doing their own thing, I would hope that maybe at this point in day and age that Prime is like willing to kind of take some liberties and make something that's just not a straight copy, but
yeah,
again,
I'd heard they upset some people, but
salty fans.
Yeah.
You heard Wheel of Time upset people?
Yeah, but again, Wheel of Time fans are scary, so.
Scarier than Star Wars fans, I hear.
I would say that, yeah.
Ooh, on an unrelated note, completely segueing off, I'd like to say we hit a small milestone at my place, because over this last weekend, Laura watched The Princess Bride for the first
time.
Holy
shit.
Wait. So, I am a question elemental. Why is that a point of pride?
Well, she finally watched it.
Got her to sit down and
actually
watch it.
Why would she not
want to
watch a movie like that? Doesn't she like kind of that kind of stories and stuff
she
like that?
She does. That's the thing. It's like, but every time I've talked to her about it for the last, like, fucking, like, 10 years or whatever, I'm not feeling well. I don't know how time works. Like, every time I've talked to her about it, it's one of those things that it's been built up so much for her, and the fact that it's basically so ingrained into our culture, she already knows all the beats anyway. She just never really felt the necessity to watch it, and she didn't really want to, like, she just never really wanted to. And then I was having, like, a really shitty day, and she was like, Princess Bride is on Disney Plus. Do you want to watch it with me tonight? I was like, yes. And I'll shut up through it. I promise.
So, like, is that, like, the hipster I don't know TV thing? Or is that more, like, me and resisting Donnie Darko for a long time?
I think it's just that, like, I don't know. Like, it's not even really either. It's just, like, there's... Sometimes Laura just kind of digs her heels into stuff. She's like, I don't really want to watch this because there's literally no drive to do it. Like,
I've done that with Clockwork Orange. I've never seen it, and I have, like, I've been just like, I know enough from it, I don't really ever want to see it, so.
Yeah, it's kind of
That one's a little different. That movie's kind of very traumatic.
Yeah. That's kind of what my argument was going to be, is, like, Princess Bride's a movie that I feel like is not really hard to sell someone on, but I guess I would love to understand better, like, how it got built up for her in a way that wasn't, like, that didn't make you want to see it, because there's, like, you know... Yeah, because it's just like, oh, this is a wonderful fantasy movie. And you're like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I've heard fantasy. Did she watch Stardust?
No, That looks too delightful and fantastic. I don't like this.
Yeah, it's like we loved Stardust. It's just like, yeah, it's like if you liked Stardust, you'd love The Princess Bride. And she's like, yeah. I don't know. And I was like, I just know. I just don't. And I'm like, okay, just fucking sit down and watch this with me. And like, one of those, like, the more you kind of push on a thing, the further they want to away from it they want to get.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, no. And my wife just has kind of interesting tastes in media as it is. Like, everybody kind of consumes media in their own way, right? And true. Some of us have our own interesting quirks. But, like, there are things that was like, Laura will love one thing and hate another. Like, she hates horror movies, but she loves Queen of the Damned.
That's comedy, just, right?
I don't know. I've just never been awake long enough.
I was just one of those things where I was like, it wasn't that. It was more like that. I figured that she would love that story because I've seen the books you guys read and things like that when we lived together. And I was I was like, what? Wait, no, what? Like,
it's just that's like right up her alley.
Did she like it? I guess is the real question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I talked to her, she's like, it's okay. That was good. And I was like,
okay, now watch it 500 more times.
Yeah, come watch this like 1,000 more times with me until you're as obsessed with it as I am.
But. Yeah, I think we watch it at least once a year. Although we watch Clue every like 3 or 4 months.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to watch it without people around because it sounds like it's one of those movies you're supposed
to.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
we should definitely do that as a get together. I'll just sit down and all watch
Clue. Yeah, and I think that'd be worth it because I think Kate only watched it for the first time, relative like 4 years ago or so, and she enjoyed it enough.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. And so she enjoyed it so much that we watch it all the time now. I actually talk her down from it a couple nights ago. Because she's like, we should watch Clue. And it's like, it's 9 o'clock on a Sunday or something. And it's like, we have to go to bed. And we can't just watch Clue. She's like,
debatable.
Because you know that you will, like, just watch it all night? Or like,
Just watch it the whole way through. How long is it? It's
it's like an hour and a half at least.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
They only broke they only allowed movies to be longer than 2 hours after, you know, the new movie unbannings of 2000. So
you mean Marvel?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying just to make Marvel. It sound interesting. you nope, got it.
No, just Marvel. No, it's just like. Oh, come on. 97 minutes, yeah. So, and it was like 9:30 or something like that. It's like, we can't watch a movie till 11 o'clock at night. We need to both get up at 5, so we can't do this. And it's like, fine. But we watched Young Frankenstein, so.
Oh, there
and then
go.
After that, she wanted to watch Clue. So it was like, well, no. So.
No.
We are at time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next, if you ever shut the fuck up.
I don't shut up, Kyle!
Well, then let's fucking get together and watch Clue. Everybody will be happy.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, and by the way, Kevin wasn't in the last episode. I literally edited him in the entire time.
If you lasted this long and listened to that, you deserve to know it. That's
what?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.